We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 2, Part 6. We are in inner observation, Item 9.
Now,
we shall come to the words of the Ari themselves. First, we shall explain the matter of the vessels of Partsuf Nekudim. The Ari says that the vessels emerged by the look of the Einaim in Achab. We must understand why the emergence of the vessels of Nekudim is different from the rest of the Partsufim. It is known that Malchut of the Rosh explains from her and within her into 10 vessels from above downwards, the entire measure that her reflected light clothed that sense field of the Rosh. Accordingly, here too, Malchut of the Einaim should have expanded as vessels from Mikvei Einaim and below to the same measure that she clothed from the Mikvei Einaim and above. Hence, the look should have been in the Mikvei Einaim and not in the Achab.
Indeed,
there is a profound matter here. It has been explained above in item 7 that although the bottom hay, which is phase 4, rose to Nikvei Einaim, which is phase 1, the coupling was not done on phase 4, but on the record of phase 2 of clothing, called Ozen, which is the phase of male, and on the record of phase 1 of extension, called Chotem Peh, as elaborated on above. It follows that the vessels of Nekudim, as none of the phase of the Banam Hay, namely phase 4. Since the Banam Hay remained in the Nikvei Einaim, and her phase was not extended downward, we might therefore ask, how were the Gar of Nekudim divided also into two roshim heads, Galgal Ta'enayim, which is the Keter, and Achab, which are Chub, Chokhmah Bina. As it is known, that the bottom hay is in the Einayim, and the Yud, Hay, Vav are in the Achab. Indeed, we must remember that after the records rose for a coupling in the Nikvei Einayim of the Rosh of Sag, were incorporated in the coupling of the Rosh, and their coarseness was renewed, they immediately descended from there to their appropriate place in the Guf, namely the Tabur. Then the upper light descended once more on the screen, and its records, in a coupling by striking, eliciting 10 sfirot of the Rosh from the Tabur and above, and 10 sfirot of the Guf from the Tabur and below, as in all the Partsufim. Hence, the Baram Hay was incorporated once more in the screen in the place of the Tabur. Therefore, the Achab descended outwards once more, as in the Rosh. It is likewise in the Gar of Nekudim themselves. Once they are divided into Galgalta Einaim and Achab, the Baram Hay is once again in the Einaim. However, the Baram Hay does not expand at all from the Einaim and below, because the look, namely the coupling, is not done in phase 4, meaning the Baram Hei, but in phase 2 and phase 1, which are Ahap.
Thus
it becomes clear that the vessels of Nekudim are only from phase 2 and phase 1 and have nothing of phase 4. Even though Malchut of the Rosh includes the Baram Hei. Thus, you can understand the matter of the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, which are the connection of the two Heis, the first Hei and the Baram Hei. This association remains permanent and existing in the Nikve Einayim, and not in the phase of Ahab, which went outside, since there is only the phase of the Vav in the Ahab that went outside, which is only the screen of the first Hei. Since the phase of the Baram Hei was not drawn to them from the Nikve Einayim. Accordingly, we can understand the matter of the two kinds of Nehi that's shown in Chub of Nekudim, which are Nehi of Ketel and Nehi of Ak, meaning Yesod of Ak. Also, there is the matter of the upper Da'at in the Gao of Nekudim and the matter of the lower Da'at, which is the Rosh of Zat and the first king of Nekudim, brought below in part 7.
Okay, any questions, Niv?
What is this
new form of calculation done in the Nikvei Enayim that does not take into account phase 4, even though it does incorporate it?
What is the coupling in the Nikvei Enayim?
Apparently, it's a coupling of the second restriction, meaning that it doesn't use the vessels of reception, even though it does limit itself according to them.
Yes, and?
So what is this new form of calculation, and how is it different from the coupling done in the Pe?
What is the difference between the coupling in Nikvei Einayim or coupling in the Pe?
Yes.
It's a lack of a hap.
But seemingly in the Pe, earlier, it could also limit itself and not expand to phase 4.
That's according to the coarseness. But here he doesn't have any vessels. He doesn't take these vessels into the calculation. He makes in the head, and he calculates only on the vessels of Galgalta Benayim. That's it.
What is this addition that in the Rosh he takes into account the vessels of the Ahab? Yes.
It's an additional vessels that he wishes to work with in order to bestow.
So it wants to work with them in order to bestow, but nevertheless, it limits itself.
And
in the Pe, earlier.
In the Pe, he worked with all the vessels.
Even though he also limited itself.
Where are you reading? Where does it say it?
He mentioned...
Which part? Indeed, there's a deep matter here.
Maybe.
זה טור א', פסקה אחרונה למטה.
Indeed, there is a profound matter here.
He says, you shall ask.
How the Gar of the Kudim divided into two Roshim, two heads? This one?
Yeah, that's the paragraph, but there was a sentence that I saw here that he was writing about it being incorporated from phase four, but doesn't use it. From the Anayim and below, the lower Hey does not expand, since the look, which is the coupling, doesn't happen in phase four, meaning the lower Hey, but in the first and second phase, which were the Achap. And the vessels of Nikudim are only from phase one and two, and there is none of phase four in them, even though the Malchut of the Osh is incorporated from the lower Hey.
Yes.
What is this form of calculation that even though Malchut of Rosh is incorporated, there's nothing of phase four?
But in phase two and phase one, which are the Achap?
Even though it's incorporated in them.
She limits the coupling upon them. But from the Einayim below, the lower Hey does not expand whatsoever due to the secret of the coupling that takes place in phase four, but in the lower Hey. Rather in phase two and phase one, which are the Achap. Okay.
Phase 1 and 2 are Achap?
Yes.
The
lower Hey, the bottom Hey does not expand at all from the Einayim because it is done on the phase 4, meaning the bottom Hey, but in phase 2 and phase 1, which are Achap.
Again.
Yes.
I
don't get this calculation that's happening now.
It is clear that the vessels of Nikudim are phase 2 and phase 1, and they have no phase 4 whatsoever, even though the head, the Rosh, is included of the lower Hey.
So what does it mean that on one hand it's incorporated of the lower Hey, which is the phase four? On the other hand, it doesn't use it.
There's no coupling in the Rosh on its discernment, on its phase.
So what's this form of calculation different than the previous one that was?
Previously, there were couplings and calculations on all the corners, coarseness. That's in Malchut. And here, not.
Read
onwards. Now you can understand the matter of the association of the quality of mercy and judgment, which are the connection of the two Hays, the first Hay and the bottom Hay. This association remains permanent and existing in the Nikvei Naim and not in the phase of Achap, which went outside, since there is only the phase of Vav in the Achap that exited, which is only the screen of the first Hay. Since the phase of the bottom Hay was not drawn to them from the Nikvei Naim.
What did he mean here? What does that add?
That he's already cutting it upon, he's slicing it upon all of the Nikudim. There's no calculation there upon the lower Hay.
שהחב שם הם
the achab there is the second phase and the first phase. Accordingly, you will understand the matter of the association of the quality of mercy and judgment, which are the connection of the two hays, the first hay and the bottom hay. This association remains permanent and existing in the Nikve 9, and not in the phase of Achab, which went outwards, since there is only the phase of Vav in the Achab that exited there, which is only the screen of the first hay. Since the phase of the bottom hay was not drawn to them from the Nikve 9. So there's only the first hay there. Well, we will continue for the time being. Yes.
Can
I try and understand in my head what's going on there? Because Achab and Galgalta Einaim, when Malchut is only in Galgalta Einaim, only in phase 4, so in the Achab there's the light of Chochmah, that's why I can't be there.
You are talking about
now on the lower hay went up to the Rosh and it can only stay in Nikve 9. That's what he writes.
Yes.
So is that because
the
Yud Hey Vav that he says that are in the Peh, there's the light of Chochmah there?
No, there isn't. If there's no coupling on the whole discernment, on the whole face, how could there be light of Chochmah?
What is there that the lower hay can't be there, that it can only stay in Nikveh 9? Because then there are different developments that more patsufim went out in such a way that the lower hay can't participate. That's what I see onward.
Yes, yes, that's the whole matter of the world of Nikudim.
That's because of second restriction, right? What happens?
Yes.
And the lower hay ascended, and it has a need for the light of Chochmah.
No, if it's in the Nikveh Naim, it has no need for the light of Chochmah. On the contrary, the fact that she's there limits the lights until the light of Chochmah. And no more.
But there's a part that descends to the Zivug in the Peh, and it remains in Nikveh Naim. That's what it explains here?
No. It's not that way. Let's continue. Okay. Let's go.
Number 10. In order to understand this, we must have thorough knowledge about the emergence of the seven lower sefirot through the connection of the bottom hay and the Nikve 9. Know that this bottom hay made four steps before coming to her place in Zat of Nikudim. First she came to the Nikve Naim as Cholam, after her descent from her incorporation in the Rosh of Sag to her place in Tabul of Ak. The first looking was done on her double screen, and the 10 sefirot emerged from Tabur up to the Chazeh, called the first Rosh or Yesut. In that place, the bottom hay in the screen is the Cholam above the letters Yud Hey Vav, called the Gar of Nikudim. This is the first step. Next, she expanded from the Tabu down to the phase of Guf as Achab that exit the Rosh. These Achab are the Gar of Nikudim. And they are also regarded as Rosh in and of themselves with 10 complete sefirot, which are also divided into Galgalta and Enaim and Achat, where Galgalta Enaim is the Keter of Nikudim, and the Achab are the Chub of Nikudim. Then the bottom Hay comes once more in the Nikve Enaim, meaning in the screen of the vessel of Keter, called Yesod of Keter, or Nehi of Keter, since the place of the coupling is called Yesod or Nehi. Here, the bottom Hay is called the dot of Kamatz, which is a firmament and spark, or a line and a dot below it. This is the second step. Here lies the main distinction, as the bottom Hay is above, in the Enaim and the Yud Kei Vav are below in the Achap. This indicates that these Achap have nothing of the bottom Hay that is connected in the Nikve Enaim, because the coupling and the looking were done only in the Achap, which is only the phase of the first Hay. Thus, only the Keter carries within it the bottom Hay, while the Chub are clear of the bottom Hay.
Ken.
Yes.
He mentions a coupling and a looking. What are those two terms? What's the difference?
Coupling is clear to us, yes? Coupling of clash, of repeating, where the connection of two parts that are contradicted between them and are in a certain clash between them. But in order to come to some compromise to the form of a common work between them, they carry out this coupling. Even though it is done through a beating, a clash. That's the coupling by clashing. We can read it through the questions and answers there and find more information about that for sure. That is the zivug va'avaka. What else?
The looking. He says that there's a coupling and a looking as if it's two different things.
The looking is not a coupling. The looking is what happens seemingly before the coupling. The looking of the eyes in the Achab. The looking is kind of
midida,
measurement. How can you say this in another way?
Ech? Aracha.
How? Evaluation. Yeah. Assessment.
So what exactly does it mean, the coupling in the Enaim and the Achap? What are the Enaim and what is the Achap?
The looking of the eyes in the Achap is that we are performing a coupling already upon the Achap. But what is the definition over there? Read, Niv. I'm not.
No, Niv, where are you?
Well, Niv, where are you?
You don't know
where?
I don't
know. Where did you mean? Here lies the main distinction, as the bottom Hay is above in the Enaim, and Yud Hei Vav are below in the Achab. This indicates that these chap have nothing of the bottom hay that is connected in
Nikveh 9,
because the coupling and the looking were done only in the chap, which is only the phase of the first hay. Thus, only the keter carries within it the bottom hay, while the chokhmah binah are clear of the bottom hay. So this coupling is the coupling of the second restriction.
Well.
So when he says the looking of the Enayim in the Achab, that's a coupling that Nikveh Enayim, that the Achab of Chochmah, or the top part of Bina, performed on what? On Malchut. On what did it do it? So who shone on who? Who's the light? Who's the vessel that receives it?
The vessels rise from below upwards and receive the light that is in Galgalta and Enayim.
What vessels?
The looking of the eyes in the Achap.
The second restriction is that Malchut ascended to Bina, to Garav Bina, and there a coupling happened. So the two lower vessels don't participate in that coupling.
Yes.
So the two lower vessels, the looking of the Enayim and the Chab, the two lower vessels, aren't incorporated in this process right now.
In what process?
In the coupling.
Yes, they're not included.
So there's Keter Chochma Bina, there's everything there is now. So what's the light and what's the vessel?
The light here that can happen is the chokhmah and the bina, and accordingly the vessels that can reveal the light. There's nothing more to answer here. Yes.
He says that the lower hay is only in keter, meaning they do take the lower hay into consideration, but as a keter. So what does that mean?
Where is that written?
The end, what we read. Only the keter itself carries the bottom hay, while the chokhmah bina are clear from the bottom hay.
Yes.
Can we say that it all happens for the lower hay, but for now we're thinking how to get forces of chasadim to deal with it later on?
The question is understood. Yes. We'll go onwards and see. Yes.
What happens below Nikveh Enayim when he speaks about the Achab and the Nishsut? What happens there?
For the time being, restriction.
But he says
that there's cholam, and the screen of the letter Vav is there. So there is an illumination.
Yes.
So it becomes the Rosh of Nikudim. That's also the Rosh of Nikudim. He's speaking about the state of Katnut. That's the Rosh of Nikudim.
The Rosh of Nikudim is Katnut.
So
there's Rosh of Nikudim called Ishsut, and the Rosh of Nikudim, which is Gar of Nikudim.
Yes.
And what's in Ishsut? How does it take care of it if it's restricted?
תפקיד הישסות זה
the role of ישסות is that of בינה.
ואתם לזה הוא
and accordingly it limits the rosh
מסדר את הגוף
and arranges the goof, the body.
אבל בצורה מאוד לא יודע, חלשה, זה לא
in a very weak manner.
זה לא ברור איך
תראה, המקור שלו
it's not clear.
Look, its source is Zat of Bina, so of course it doesn't have many forces. To limit all the level, it can't. But the part that is already divided from Rosh and Guf, it can.
So what's the difference between Yishut and Garav Nikudim? What's Garav Nikudim itself compared to Yishut?
Yishut is Zat of Bina.
Yeshut is Zat of Bina, the lower seven of Bina. And from Zat of Bina also emerge an action that by the Gar of Nikudim it becomes the Rosh.
Gar of Nikudim becomes the Rosh. Thank you.
Yes. You know what, let's read.
Again, number 10 or keep going?
No, 11.
11. The difference between the phase of Cholam and the phase of Kamatz is that the point of Cholam, which is the bottom hay incorporated in the screen of the first Torah, which stands at the place of Tabu, remains permanently there and does not move from there, since the first Torah is not regarded as Nikudim at all. However, there are ascents and descents in the Dat of Kamatz, which is the bottom hay incorporated in the keter of Nikudim, because during the coupling of Ab and Sag, this bottom hay descends from Nikve Yanaim to the place of the Peh, below the letters Yud Hey Vav. And then Chokhmah, Binah, Nikudim return to the phase of Rosh. This is so because these Chokhmah and Binah, Nikudim were ejected from the Rosh to the phase of the Guf because of the bottom hay that came in the Nikve Enaim, meaning Nehi of Keter, where she was like the Cholam above the letters Yud Hey Vav. Therefore, the letters of Yud Hey Vav, which are Chub of Nikudim, went out into the phase of Guf. However, now that the bottom hay descended from there and went below the letters Yud Hey Vav, meaning as a dot of Kamatz, whose conduct is to come below the letters, Chochmah Binah return once more and join the Keter into a phase of Rosh. This matter is considered as Netzach Hod Yesod of Keter, having clothed inside Chochmah and Binah, becoming Mochin for them. It means that it brought them back to Bingar and Rosh, because when the Nehi of Keter were above them, they were rejected from the Rosh and were discerned as Guf. However, now that the Nehi of Keter became longer and the bottom hay in them descended below their letters, they regained the gal. This is why it is called clothing for mochin. This is the third step of the bottom hay, since she descended below the letters.
Namchich.
Ot Yud Bet.
We'll continue.
Number 12. Now you can see what is always brought in the words of the Ari, that Yesod of the upper one is Dat to the lower one, as here was this matter rooted. When he of Keter are above Chochmah and Binah, like Cholam above the letters, these Yud Hey Vav are Chochmah and Binah regarded as Chagat, meaning a goof, where Yesod is Chesed, Hey is Gvua, and Vav is Tiferet. However, after Nehi of Keter became longer and clothed in the Chub as Kamatz under the letters Yud Hey Vav, by which the Chub returned to the Rosh, the Yud Hey Vav, now became Chochmah Binah Da'at in the Rosh. The Yud became Chochmah, the Hey Binah, and the Vav Da'at. Thus it is considered that the Netzach of Keter raised Chesed of Chub to Chochmah by clothing in them. The Hod of Keter raised Gvura to the degree of Binah. And the Yesod of Keter raised the Tiferet of Chub to the degree of Da'at. You find that through the clothing of Yesod of Keter in Tiferet of Chub, Tiferet became the Sfira of Da'at. This is the meaning of Yesod of the Upper One becoming Da'at through clothing in the lower one. You should know that there are two phases of the Da'at, upper Da'at and lower Da'at. This is because the Tiferet of Chub, which has now become the phase of Da'at of Chub, is called upper Da'at, since these vessels of Chub have nothing of the bottom hay, but only of the first hay. For this reason, it has no relation to Zon, which are incorporated with the bottom hay. Know that this Da'at shines in the vessels that have incorporation with the bottom hay is called the lower Da'at.
Da'at Tachton.
No.
Well, Rav,
what's special about the Sfira Da'at?
That it comes from a coupling of the upper ones.
Kachbad.
Kachbad.
That's
Keter Chochma Bina Da'at. Where Da'at is actually what connects the Keter Chochmah to
Binah,
which is opposite of them, opposite to them.
No.
And that's what happens.
The upper Da'at and lower Da'at, what is that?
That
there are two such degrees in a Pertzuf. Keter Chochmah and Da'at.
Chesed Gvura.
חסד גבורה, תפארת, נצח הוד, יוד. Meaning that there is this result of the two upper ones, which she extends below. What do you want?
Thank you. Can I ask an essential question?
No.
Well, the refinement of the screen to the atzilut of the patzuf, does it come before the coupling by striking on a corrected screen on the vessel of malchut? Is it always like that?
Then upon what would there be a coupling for the emergence of the next patzuf?
Same thing.
I don't
understand.
It always has to be on the corrected malchut. Because if it's corrupted, you can't perform a coupling.
Clear. Well,
thank you.
That's
exactly what he wrote about before, that the coupling wasn't on phase four, but it had a record of phase two of clothing and phase one of coarseness.
Yes.
What's a coupling on those phases specifically, on those records?
That's the coupling upon the Galgal Deinayim.
It's not a coarseness that was refined or screen that was refined, but it's records that upon them it's performing the coupling.
Yes.
So what does it mean? What comes out of this? A coupling on the records.
The coupling is always upon the records.
And how does a coupling happen on the phase of clothing and not on coarseness?
There's coarseness there for sure, but we don't take it into account because it disappears.
Let's say even the coupling of clothing and phase four, they always take place, and today he only explains, states what's important to state. Could we say that there's always all these things, all the degrees, all the couplings, and he just states what's important for us to understand for the development of the couplings?
Yes. Altogether, in the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah, I think that he's writing what there is. I wish there would be here 5% of what there is, of what happens.
So what does that mean, that there's all the possibilities that could take place happen, even things that seem unreasonable or wouldn't work out? So here he's telling us about it.
He tells us only what gives us a clear result, the next result that we need to know.
And that's the matter of the light that reforms, that is in it because...
Yes, yes. It specifically defines that. He can't write about all the details that altogether are happening in spirituality.
There
are endless details. Yes.
How do the vessels connect in that when the lower hay isn't incorporated in them?
There's no such thing as the lower hay is not involved. That cannot be. Rather, she's involved in such a manner that she's seemingly concealed, not participating.
So the heart of the correction, the initial will to receive, is limited under a lot of restrictions, but the system still grows and gets filled of discernments. How does it happen in that way?
Because there's the purpose of creation, and towards that they're always discerning the possibilities that they can do and how they can come closer to her.
Even if the will to receive is limited and restricted and isn't used.
Moreover, as much as the desire to receive is limited, they can come closer to scrutinize it and correct it.
כן, גלעד.
מהו השדה המשותף לנו בזמן?
What is that common field that we have when we study tests?
אנחנו כולנו רוצים לברר.
We all want to scrutinize our will to receive, which needs to connect in all its details, from all ends, and to raise to the Creator with a demand for correction.
And that's the place that we're really in during the study.
Yes.
What do we do with the gaps in understanding, perception, part are sleeping, part are drawing things in their heads? Where do we put all that?
That's not important. The Creator will organize that. By the upper light that illuminates upon us, it shines on each of us in His discernments, in His phases, and that's how we all nevertheless belong to one goal.
So what should we focus on when we study tests?
We want to be under the upper influence, which will raise us towards the Creator and will shine upon us, and we will know exactly what's important for each of us right now and how we can connect all these important discernments for each one united discernment. How we all perform action in order to bring contentment to the Creator. That is important for us. It's not important to me for me to remain in this state or in a worse state, in a sense and a sense, or that I will know more or less. But rather, what's important to me is that I will now bring forth contentment to the Creator. And what I need to do for this, to connect to the friends, to emphasize the deficiency that I have in me for this, and so on.
מה יש לך?
תודה. רב, עניין של...
Thank you. רב, a matter of the upper one that clothes the lower one and the lower one that clothes the upper one. What's the difference?
זה הבדל גדול.
It's a big difference. Either it's an action of the upper one or an action that comes from the lower one. And according to that, it determines who is incorporated in who and in what intention.
The clothing of the upper one, the lower one is passive in general?
You can't say anything about it, whether passive or active.
Can I ask another question? Now, about the dot of the upper and the dot of the lower one, can we in general say that this is the process of how the upper one awakens us to attain its rosh, to dvikut, to bestow and all that? Is that the whole process in general?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Tov. Eifo anachnu?
Where are we?
We finished item 12.
So 13, we won't start now already. You know what? Let's see it.
Item 13. Thus we have clarified that the coupling and clothing of Nehi of Keter in Chub of Nikudim benefits only the Chub, the Chochma Bina, since it returned them to the phase of Rosh. However, these Gar do not shine to the Zat of Nikudim at all, because of the bottom hay in the Peh of Nikudim. These Gar cannot shine to her because they are not incorporated in her at all. Therefore, a second coupling is required for the Gar to shine to the Zat as well. And this is the coupling of Nehi of Ak to Chub of Nikudim. From this coupling emerge the Zat with the lower Dat, as will be explained. First, we must thoroughly understand the matter of Nehi of Ak. You already know that these Nehi are the root of this whole connection of the two Hays, and they are sent to Nikve Einayim. First, Sag expanded to the Siyum Raglaim of Ak and clothed the inner Nehi of Ak, meaning of the first Partsuf of Ak. Then, the light of Sag, which is phase two, mixed with phase four in the inner Nehi of Ak. Therefore, after the screen was refined and rose to the Rosh of Sag to be renewed in a new coupling, it also raised with it the record of phase four, which is included in it. By this, the bottom hay, which is phase four, rose to Nikve Einayim, and this ascent is called the restriction of Nehi of Ak. The coupling made in the Nikve Einayim took the Bina and Zon of each degree out. Achap of Rosh became the Guf and Chagat, and Bina and Zon of the Guf became Nehi. Bina and Zon of Nehi went out from the emanation of the Pratzuf completely, meaning to the phase of the separated Bia. For this reason, Partsuf Sag of Ak ended at the place of the Tabur of Ak, and the Parsa was installed below it.
So that's clear. We studied that many times. Yeah? Okay. Why are they silent? What do you think? Nothing to ask, or?
They're letting the light work.
Oh.
Well,
we won't start 14 now.
So
that's it. Let's go to the next part.
We're going to move.